With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The former warden at the Montana State Prison said he resigned because of problems with offered treatment programs and conflicts with Director Reginald Michael. Lynn Geyer disclosed why he resigned in an interview with the Missoulian that came about 1 month after he left the agency. Geyer told the Missoulian in a phone interview Friday that there was a lack of evidence-based practices for sex offenders and people with drug and alcohol addictions, and that Michael often belittled him in front of his subordinates. A Department of Corrections spokesperson denied the allegations. Efforts are underway in state and federal courts to restore Green Party of Montana candidates to the state's general election ballot just days after a state judge disqualified them. District Judge James Reynolds last week granted the requests of about 500 people to have their names removed from petitions that allowed the Green Party of Montana to field candidates in the June primary election. Without those signatures, the Green Party did not meet ballot qualification standards. The Secretary of State's office is appealing Reynolds' decision to the Montana Supreme Court, while a pair of Green Party candidates and two voters filed an appeal Tuesday with a federal judge in Montana. The Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest reported a new fire around 10:30 this morning. Smoke from the Bear Creek fire is blowing west and visible from the community of Salmon and the Lemhi Valley near the Montana-Idaho border. According to the U.S. Forest Service, as of 4 o'clock this morning, the fire has more than 200 acres and fire behavior was very active. The Montana Supreme Court has rejected an effort by the state Republican Party to remove Democratic Attorney General candidate Rafe Graybill from the November ballot. The justices said the petition, which was filed on August 3rd, didn't rise to the level of urgency needed for the issue to bypass state courts. A former legislature had questioned whether Graybill met the qualifications to have practiced law for 5 years before possibly being elected Attorney General. The Commissioner of Political Practices ruled in late February that Graybill would meet the requirements before the general election. The justices chastised the Republican Party for waiting 17 weeks to file an emergency petition. Montana is allocating $50 million to increase the availability of childcare in response to COVID-19. The funding comes from the $1.2 billion in federal coronavirus relief aid the state provided. A total of $30 million will be distributed in grants to providers who care for school-age children out of school time. An additional $10 million will be allocated to families with health needs and special needs requiring in-home care. Finally, $8 million will be divided among all licensed and registered child care facilities in the state. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for most of Montana until midnight Wednesday night. A red flag warning means critical fire weather conditions are either occurring or will shortly. The combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior. More of Montana has been placed under Stage 1 fire restrictions or burn bans until further notice. This includes western, north central, central, south central, and southeast sections of the state. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.